All right. Our scripture for today, two scriptures, and the first one is going to come from Isaiah 2, 1 through 5. Let us hear from the prophet Isaiah. God will judge between the nations and settle disputes of mighty nations. Then they will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war. Come, house of Jacob, let's walk by the light, the Lord's light. And the second reading comes from Romans. Make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all of your day-by-day obligations that you will lose track of time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting and finishing touches on salvation's work. God began when he first believed. This is the word of the Lord.
One of the lines of the song, Joy to the World, is, let every heart prepare him room. It can be so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, decorating, making our to-do lists, watching out for the retail shopping, best deals that might be had this time of year, and all the extra holiday preparations that we forget to slow down and prepare our hearts. Advent is a time of preparing and anticipating. Last Sunday, our scripture was from Isaiah chapter 1, where the author graphically laid out what was being seen. Violence, bribery, unfaithfulness, desolation, trampling on the poor. There are brief calls for repentance and glimpses of hope, but they are drowned out by these pictures of violence and rebellion. Then today, chapter 2 of Isaiah opens as though God is starting all over. What the author now describes is not currently taking place, but what will be in the days to come. People of every nation will stream to Mount Zion, including those who were enemies of Israel and Judah. God's instructions will go forth from Jerusalem. God will judge between the nations. The people will be transformed by this teaching. Can you see it? They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Who can believe that? Biblical commentator Barbara Lundblad says that Isaiah's words are carved into the wall across from the United Nations building. Yet the world is still full of too many problems, and we can easily become pessimistic and lose hope. But God is still with us. We can still experience hopeful joy in a world filled with imperfection and sin. Lundblad goes on to say that the author of Isaiah is not naive. This person is not a Pollyanna prophet. The vision offered here of weapons of war turned into agricultural tools and images of death dealing turning into food producing is a vision of tomorrow. And it's important for us to remember that biblical visions come to us from the future, longing to shape the days in which we are presently living. These visions of hope call us to a new perspective. Interestingly, in April of 2015, Archbishop Desmond Tutu traveled to the home of the Dalai Lama in India for them to create together what they hoped would be a gift for others. Together, they looked back over their long lives to answer a single burning question. How do we find joy in the face of life's inevitable suffering? This momentous week of conversation between Archbishop Tutu and the Dalai Lama resulted in the Book of Joy. In this book, one of the pillars of joy that they identified was perspective. Marcia McPhee says that opening ourselves to different perspectives can bring a sense of hope in the midst of despair, allowing joy to creep in no matter what. Opening to the perspectives of others can shift our fear to compassion, turning swords into plowshares. McPhee describes hope as the thing that can surprise us, that does surprise us. And surprise happens most often when we allow ourselves to be open and to look around and to change our perspective. So we get surprised by a different way of looking at things. It brings us hope, and we reconnect to the joy that has always been there all along. Salvation is near when we wake up, says Paul in today's scripture from the letter to the Romans. Another way to think of this is when we prepare room in our lives for new light, new insight, new hope to enter. Theologian Susan Eastman says that the sky is brightened, the alarm is ringing, day is at hand. It's time to rouse our minds from slumber, to be alert to what God is doing in the world, and to live in accordance with God's coming salvation. Paul's wake-up call comes in the midst of teaching about mutual love and acceptance in the fellowship of faith. Paul reminds his hearers of their common hope in the clear and revealing light of God's coming day of salvation. This hope is the motivator for a new way of relating to one another that Paul wants for the Jewish and the Gentile Roman Christians to adopt. Eastman says that in the midst of the bitter divisions eroding many of our churches, as well as our country and our world today, Paul's words bring needed perspective. In the wonderfully countercultural season of Advent, Paul gives us a way to name the present situation. It is still dark, still nighttime. We still indulge in quarreling and jealousy and oppression. Paul intends to give us night vision to see and name this division while at the same time holding on to the hope that the dawn is coming. And it is in this hope that we can find the strength to recognize that other human beings are not the enemy. We are to work against the destructive forces of selfishness, greed, and destruction that attempts to divide, oppress, and enslave humanity through fear and hate. Let us now take a moment to consider a few questions. What or who needs to be lifted up in hope this day? Where have we fallen down in celebrating the beauty of each human being? What keeps us from making room in our lives for God? What perspectives need to be shifted in order to really and truly embrace hope? And are we contributing a voice of hope or a voice of negativity? Let us pray. Holy God, you are our hope. You are the hopeful joy that runs deep and wide underneath all of life. We know you are ever present, and we pray that you will constantly be shifting perspectives, turning fear to compassion, and grinding our swords into plows. Help us prepare room for your work in our hearts this day. Help us prepare room for your work in our church this day. Help us prepare room for your work in the world this day. Help us to be conduits for your hopeful joy. Amen.